Please stand and sing with us this morning. Morning. Glad that you are here in, at Heritage, I should say, this morning. Thank you. It's a beautiful weekend. God has provided us with a wonderful, wonderful weekend. So I was glad to see that we have the amount that we have here today. So thank you very much for coming. Let's go to Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, we thank you for this time that we have to come and share your word today, Lord, through song and through the message. Lord, we just pray now that you'll be with the pastor. Lord, we pray that you'll be with this service, that if any lost souls are here, Lord, that you may be able to reach down and let them understand what you're all about, Lord. Let them see that you sent your son to die for our sins. Lord, we thank you for all that you've given this church. Lord, we thank you for this day again. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would, just take a minute and just a minute and reach around the aisle and welcome each other. Thank you.
My comforter, my all. my first cry to a vital bread. Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his end till he returns and calls me home.
Be seated. Thank you. Thank you so much for singing so well and worshiping this morning. We didn't have too many prayer requests written down in the back, so let's remember the Strunk family. Carla's husband, David, passed away this week, as many of you know. Let's remember that family. And I had a friend whose father, a good friend of mine from high school, his father passed away last Sunday. I'd like to have the Bastine family remembered also. Let's remember our church. And we have a lot of decisions to make, a lot of things coming up. We're getting a new pastor and working on the building, and just a lot of decisions we need to make. And let's be much in prayer for that. And is there any unspoken requests this morning? Any special requests someone would like to mention that you forgot to write down in the back? Or yes. Okay. Your brother-in-law, you said? Okay. I'm going to start radiation treatments. All right. Vacation Bible School is coming up soon. Let's remember the workers, the teachers, and the children. The Lord can touch a lot of hearts during Vacation Bible School. And we just pray, let's pray for that, for sure. Let's go to the Lord in prayer then. Our Father, we're so glad that nothing can pluck you from our hand, from your hand. And we know you're in control from our first breath to our last breath, Father. And we just praise you for all of that today. We ask that you would bless these requests, bless the families that are hurting. There's so many here, Lord, that have a need. I just pray that whatever it is, Father, in each family, in each life, that you would work and that we would be willing to change, willing to do what you say, and that you would bless in each situation, Father. Remember those who've lost loved ones, Lord. Comfort them at this time. Those who can't be here and would love to be here, Father, for health reasons, just bless them now. And we thank you, Lord, for our church. May you lead and guide it, Lord. It belongs to you, and we want your will to be done most of all, Father. We thank you for this beautiful day and for you, Lord. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. I forgot the offering again. Ushers might as well come forward. Well, I tell Danny Connor every time I do this part, I say, help me not to forget the offertory, but I just forget it. So pray for me next time that I won't forget the offering. How about that? All right. Father, we thank you for what you've blessed us with. And as we worship in our giving, Lord, we pray that you would multiply it and use it to your glory wherever you see fit, Father. And we pray that those that don't know you would come to know you as a result of what we give. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Allen has a special for us today for music.